I promise you that if you start on a daily basis and you ask, dear God, what's this season? What's this day about? Like, what amount of money am I meant to be making? And what is its purpose? You will be guided and it will be clear.
You've gotten great at divine working, but what about divine living? Welcome to the Divine Living Podcast. I'm your host, Gina DeVee. You're not alone in wanting more. And here at the Divine Living Podcast, you can expect to be part of conversations from women like us who unapologetically dream big and are obsessed with manifesting our most fabulous lives. The conversation starts now.
Today, we are talking about how money is spiritual. This is one of my most favorite subjects because it's an area that I was wounded in the most and had the most confusion about. And we all know that any area that we have a broken area in our life, and if we go to heal it properly, it actually becomes the strongest area of our life. So that's what we're going to dive into today, and really looking at you and your relationship with money and your relationship with God and the universe and spirituality, and making sure that they are not separate entities, but that they get integrated for you. What is spiritual is about being in alignment. What is spiritual is about following the guidance. Now, the guidance may not be logical. It might not be linear. It might not be going according to what your financial planner or your grandfather said you should do with the money. Because I know that my God is not my financial planner's mentality or my grandfather's mentality. My God is my God. And sometimes I get a very clear, not yet. Sometimes I get a very clear, uh-uh. And other times I get a very clear, go for it. So this is about you having a personal relationship with God in every area of your life and not excluding the financial process from that. You know, we get so wicky-wacky about what's okay to do with money, and we get so fear-based, like, what am I going to do if the money's not there? Don't make money the God. Don't make money the source. When you go to God, when you go to source, when you are committed to being in right relationship in any area of your life, from your body to your finances, to your romance, to your business, to your fame, to your family, every area needs to have God at source. And when you start there, you'll be guided. You know, one of my favorite lines in the Bible is, delight yourself in the Lord and he will give you the desires of your heart. So going for God isn't about restriction, and being spiritual isn't about playing small or being tight or playing it safe either. It's also not about binging or doing things that are going to put you in harm's way. So just like anything in life, too little or too much of anything is not what we're going for here. We're going for alignment. And I know that this takes a journey to get over, because when I was on this path, I kept my finances so separate from God, and it showed. I don't know why it was okay to bring any worry, concern, stress, desire in my life to God except money. And now it's really time, and it's really an opportunity for women like us to make spirituality and to make our financial relationship with money one in the same. My God and my universe, they're about abundance. They're about prosperity. They're about living on purpose. They're about a big ol' yes. And that's why I like to play in this sandbox. That's why I like to explore what is possible. And remember, the money part, it's just there to fund the dreams. So the way to be so super clear, the way to get really healthy financially, is to get healthy spiritually. And if you're going to be healthy in any area of your life, it's probably going to include a daily practice, especially at the beginning. So just consider this your spiritual workout, where you are going to spend even 10 minutes on this one subject, this subject that basically runs every area of your life, is certainly worthy of 10 minutes a day of you going into prayer or meditation or journaling or reading, something really intentional where there's you and God together, where you're like, okay, let's take a look at the finances here. What's going on? What's the priority? And you pray and you ask, dear God, where would you have me go next with my finances? Am I in an era of paying off credit cards? Am I in an era of do a little on credit cards, do a little of fun, do a little bit of business growth? Are you in an era of double down on investing in your business? I don't have those answers for you, but I promise you that if you start on a daily basis and you ask, dear God, what's this season? What's this day about? Like, what amount of money am I meant to be making? And what is its purpose? You will be guided and it will be clear. But I will tell you this, don't do a spiritual bypass. Do not think that there is anything spiritual about paying off all your credit cards and having some super fat savings account. My God, from the experience that I've had for doing this work for almost 2 decades, isn't as impressed with a savings account as most women I know. Because you know what? My God doesn't consider a savings account security. My God's pretty much convinced that God is a source, meaning God is security. So don't create false gods with this money, and don't create false beliefs about how this is supposed to play out. Be very alive. Be very in the moment. Be very connected to you and your femininity. Be very connected to your desires. I will tell you this, your desires will lead the way. And if you get yourself out of the box by following your desires, because your desires will not be in the box, you will have such a healthy, vibrant, abundant relationship with money. You will be thrilled and you will be proud. I'll share with you part of my own journey. So part of my own money story was, it didn't matter how much money I made, none of it ever came to me because it was in either making such a little amount of money and or I was in so much debt that whatever money came in, it just went out. Can you relate? It's like you never get to even experience it. So it really created this lack of desire for me to even want to work because I never actually got any of it myself. So when I started to integrate my spirituality into my money-making process, I got that I do count and that I do matter and so do my desires. And so when the first chunk of money came in, I went lifestyle, I don't want to say crazy because it wasn't great. I went like lifestyle loud and proud. Like I reinvested in my business. I paid down a little bit of credit cards and I bought clothes and I took trips and I finally lived because I'd been in this like just constricted little box of financial depression for so long. And then more money would come in and I would reinvest more in my business because that was producing and making money. And I bought more shoes and then I would make more money and I'd reinvest more in my business. And I upgraded my living circumstances and I was having a blast and loving it every step of the way. Did I still owe money on my credit cards? You betcha. Did I still owe the IRS tons of money, like 60 grand worth? Uh-huh. Did I still owe money in different student loans? Yes. Did I care? I cared about being alive. And so I cared about having an alive experience with money. And here's what happened. Because I gave to my desires and I filled myself up and I finally put myself first in life, I remember one time this huge chunk of money came in and it was literally like, so what do I do with the money? And I'd gotten really good at making this spiritual practice. And I said, so what's my desire about how to use this money? And I got, pay your tax bill. And at that point, it was as pleasurable and I had an equal desire to pay the tax bill as I did previously to taking the trip to Italy. So you will see that when you give to yourself, you're not going to be on an eternal binge. Don't worry about that. It's not like nothing will ever be enough. But if you've been living on an empty tank for a long time, you deserve to let yourself be filled up. And once I filled me up, then I started paying off that tax bill and paying off those student loans and paying off the credit cards and creating the savings account and starting to invest. All of that will come as a very natural and healthy process. But here's what I know for sure. My God knows how to direct you. My universe knows how to direct you. Your God and your universe know how to direct you. So let it be a very personal path. How I've done things, you might be horrified, and I am so okay with that. The point is, find your own spiritual path in connection to your money-making abilities, and let money be that spiritual journey for you, where they're not separate, where they're very integrated. So, my darling, I want to see what new way of thinking or behaving are you going to implement this week to integrate your spirituality with your money-making abilities. Leave a comment here, and by all means, share this with someone that you care about who needs to know that her desires are not wrong, and the universe is very capable of guiding her to exactly the way she is meant to make money, use money, and spend money that will be in accordance with her own spiritual principles.